This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome. You're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I thank everybody for joining us this weekend, and I hope you all enjoy this show because I have a number of good guests and also company updates, an introduction to a new company, and updates on one company who managed to sell their property and, well, their overall company to a major, that is Exeter Resource. They are in the second hour. And another update from some of our new sponsors, because there is a lot going on in the resource sector currently, and we will focus on a lot of the moves, and especially in these first two segments, I'm chatting with John Kaiser. I think everybody who follows the resource sector knows John very well. He runs his own website, kaiserresearch.com. John, I think, is one of the best minds in the sector for analyzing maybe some underappreciated companies and projects and truly explaining why this has great potential. So, John, to kick us off, what I do want to talk about is the general mentality in the resource sector right now towards exploration. We're not seeing the market shine a very positive light on optionality plays. These are plays where they benefit from significantly higher metals. We're seeing the market focus on actual exploration. There's been a lot of money flowing into a select number of companies, but that's okay. There still has been a lot of money coming in and some big drill programs underway. We have a number of sponsors that are currently undertaking major drill programs, and that's what excites me about this industry right now. Take us through your thoughts on this shift in the market towards more aggressive exploration.
Well, I'll take you back a year to the end of January last year when we were at the sort of end of a, you know, 5-year brutal resource sector bear market. And we had a surprising turnaround where the juniors, a select portion of the juniors, did very, very well right up until middle of August. And then, boom, it stopped on a dime. Subscriptions stopped coming in. Stocks faded off, faded back. And even despite a Trump victory, stocks were back pretty low in sort of mid December. And the reason was, of course, gold had run up to almost 1400 and then peaked in mid August and then retreated and failed to go up after the election. And the market at that point kind of had an awakening and said, you know, we are sick and tired of the tyranny of the gold price trend affecting our investments, especially in the junior space. And as you mentioned, this whole optionality business, you can take a whole bunch of companies and rank them from, like, that have existing gold deposits, rank them from worst to best, and the market will properly price them. And you're ultimately, again, at the mercy of what does gold do next. And that's made the sector kind of stagnant. But in February, I realized that there was a huge sea change that underwent, that was taking place in Toronto on Bay Street. And I was watching, like, Osisko Mining Inc. raise $80 million to support a 400,000-meter drill program in the Windfall District of Quebec, where it had, like, established a huge land position. I saw several other juniors raise $9 million, $15 million, $20 million. And what's happening here is that the street seems to have said, forget waiting for gold to drag our projects into the money. We want to give our money to for companies that can do something with it where they control the outcome. And so the focus now is on these mineralized districts that may have been partly mined out or may have had deposits outlined that don't quite make it. And the question is, well, not what is it worth if gold's at 2,000, but is there something to this system that we do not yet understand. And so they're putting the creativity of the geologists, the sleuthing, the mines, and new 3D compilation, all that they're throwing, all that, and they're getting away from this kill shot mentality where you set up a sniper shot and deliver your huge discovery hole that then makes it a no-brainer. They're saying, here, $5 million, make or break this system. Call us if you do get some good results, but we're not going to worry about it until like 8 to 12 months from now.
I personally like seeing this in the market, John. I like that money is being spent in the ground, and I like, as you said, companies aren't so much depending on the next drill hole as the major driver in the story. They have anywhere from 20,000, 30,000, up to 400,000-meter drill programs underway that give a company some opportunity to actually define resources and understand what they're dealing with. And this also has to do with major companies investing in these other juniors. How closely do you follow what the majors are doing in terms of their investments, and how positive do you think it is for these juniors to at least get some equity from these major companies?
I think this is an additional change that is hugely positive, where the majors, they're no longer running their in-house exploration departments to do exploration outside their mine site. Yes, they still have their mine site, their brownfields exploration departments, because of course they understand their mines very well, and so you start drilling beyond the known limits, and they'll know exactly what it is that they're getting. But they are now outsourcing exploration to the juniors, and they're doing it with these deals where they're putting money into a junior up to like 19.9%. They're not getting, in a lot of cases, they're not getting any rights on the properties, but they are maintaining the right that in any future financing, they can participate on the same term and stay at their 19.9%. And companies like Goldcorp, Agnico Eagle, Oceana Gold, they're now spreading their capital around amongst all these juniors. And, you know, if the junior comes up with something fantastic, they at least have a near 20% advantage over their competitors when it comes to optioning it. But also, they are able to provide technical advice to these juniors. So this is really phenomenal. And what, you know, an additional point about the different structure of this discovery exploration psychology is, I think we're heading into a very big bull market that can grow. And, you know, in the optionality thing, the first movers, they will own all the really good stocks. They'll benefit the most when new money comes in. They'll either be paying top price, or they'll be picking up this these marginal draggy things. But in discovery exploration, when new money comes in, all they have to do is look for these projects that have not yet been picked up by the early birds, and these other projects could be just as likely to deliver something good as, say, the Windfall District. So this type of market has the potential to attract a huge amount of capital, institutional capital, as it explodes sideways. And that's what's great for, you know, newsletter writers and people like you covering this sector. We're not like stuck with the minority of top tier juniors in this space.
No, it's actually exciting. And that's something that I've noticed, and I think our audience has noticed firsthand, is that a lot of the new sponsors on our website are actually out there trying to discover and trying to look at some of these properties and these districts, in that matter, in a different sense to hopefully spur some more interest into this market, because there's a number of reasons why investors would come back into the precious metals. Obviously, a significantly increasing metals price helps, but when you do have A, money flowing into the sector, work being done, news coming out, and hopefully discoveries being made, that is something that truly gets investors' interest and can shine a much more positive light on the sector, especially after that tough bear market, and even at the tail end of the last bull market when a lot of money was wasted. But John, I'm having you back on next segment. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of these districts that are getting some attention and some stocks.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with my conversation with John Kaiser. And John, let's talk about a couple districts that are getting a lot more attention. First of all, you did allude to it in the last segment, the Windfall Lake District. A lot of money has been raised. A lot of companies are actually pulling out some pretty good drill holes. This interests you, but I'm more curious to learn why you think this is becoming a more hot area.
Well, the Windfall District is notorious for its high-grade but discontinuous zones. In fact, the juniors from the 80s on would, every year drill another little 2-meter interval of 2-ounce gold and then raise money on it and then be able to kind of maintain their lifestyle for another year. It was so bad that when Eagle Hill put together a PEA for a resource of 1.6 million ounces of 8 grams, which you would think is really good, even at $1,200 gold, that PEA indicated this was not worth developing. But what Osisko Mining, with Bob Wares and some of the other key people there, have done is they've rethought the whole thing. They've age-dated some of these dikes. They've realized it's the same setting as the Timmins camp. And by the way, these systems actually plunge in this direction, and this 400,000 meters of drilling that's going into that is now geared to teasing out Timmins style of gold ounces of deposits that do hang together that can be developed, so that instead of like having a couple million ounces of scattered little lenses all over the place, we could end up having an entire Timmins type district of 20, 30 million type ounces. And all the companies in there are now taking a fresh look at it. Some of them have raised a whole bunch of money, and they're all paying attention to the geology, what's coming out of the Osisko group, and saying, oh, okay, we need to put on a different pair of geological glasses and rethink this entire district.
And this is a huge change for a district that, as you mentioned, actually has some prior interest there, and that's actually a new company that we are starting to cover, is Sokova Metals. They have increased their land position in this area, so very much an area play, but John, also very much something that investors are starting to shine a more positive light on. And I know from, well, being in the industry so long, especially you a bit more than me, that these area plays can breathe a whole new life into the certain sector that they're in. One other area play that we can talk about, and a company that I continue to follow, although it has, let's say, been grinding along, but has actually appreciated in price recently, is Adam Marrow. And this goes in line with another area play down in eastern Washington.
Yeah, northeastern Washington is one of those places where high-grade gold-silver deposits have been found, but not in these types of tens of millions of ounces that turn it into like a Carlin Trend or an Abitibi Greenstone Belt type of thing. But one of the companies that has been in there is Kinross Gold Mines, and its crown jewel deposit is finally depleting. This thing has made it probably $1 billion worth of profits from high-grade skarn replacement-style hosted gold mineralization. Adamara Minerals went in there about 4 years ago saying, here's an old frontier where the old-timers found the smaller stuff. There were a few very profitable mines that were developed. We need to rethink this district. And they floundered after several years with a few projects they had. And then last year they bit the bullet and said, we need a new tool. They flew a geophysical survey, which looked at both the magnetic anomalies and the EM conductors. And they realized that of the 4 or 5 known systems, there was a distinct correlation between mag and conductor anomalies. And then they found 5 more and said, what's going on here? And they've been out in the field confirming that, yes, these are the right rocks, and nobody has ever explored these. So this company now is coming out of the back to life with brand new targets, with geochemical support in the field. And Kinross, its Buckhorn mill is now idled. They've agreed to mothball it for a couple of years before tearing it down. So this company is an obvious takeout target for, they don't even need to find a standalone mine. They just need to find something that can feed the Buckhorn mill. And even better, the chairman is Yale Simpson, who has just had his Exeter Resources Corp taken off his hands by Goldcorp for about $250 million worth of stock. So I can imagine that redeployment of some of that capital into a brand new district play where the market's eager to see high-grade gold discoveries, I see this stock ready to lift off from its sort of a low price of 10, 12 cents at the moment.
Well, we will be featuring Exeter later on in the show in the second hour, as I mentioned, kicking off the show. But John, as a general strategy, when you look at these area plays that start to gain attention, and now even so with the Windfall Lake area, have a lot of investors' eyes on them, what do you look for? Do you look at the main player in this area, or do you look at what's around, these other companies that have built positions?
But what I mainly look is for a geological theory as to why past exploration has not delivered something great, or if there was something great, like say in the Black Hills of South Dakota, where Homestake, you know, 40 million ounce deposit, why was there something similar not found, just little smallish things? And is there a new model that the geologists are putting together that explains why, with a new round of exploration, it is possible that something substantial, like brand new substantial, or something similar that was substantial and previously found, is still there to be found? So you need to really think about the geology and the strategy. And you know, the big guys obviously develop them first, understand them, and the smaller guys who want to do me too, you need to check that they actually understand this and have the right rocks to support that.
Now, John, how do you figure out if they have the right strategy? We don't have much time left, but you're much more of the geological mindset. What do you look for in terms of the right strategy?
I talk to management. I talk to the geologists. I've just published a couple of so-called bottom fish write-ups on two companies, and it takes a lot of work. You need to do your little geology 101. You need management to explain it to you. You need to look at the presentations. It's really what you do for yourself. Can you become comfortable that there's a story here that I, as a non-geologist, can retell others and then bring in other technical people who can then look at the rocks and say, yeah, this makes sense? That's the way you got to do it.
Well, John, it's always great hearing from you, and I appreciate you sharing some of your thoughts on these new districts that are garnering attention, plus the change in mentality that we are seeing in the resource sector, because there definitely has been a change in the last couple of years. And I do have to say, it's been very positive seeing the money flow in, not just across the board, but into a number of select companies that are out there and are actively exploring. Hopefully we start to see some big discoveries, because that will only further bring investors into the sector. Again, if anybody wants to check out John's website, it is kaiserresearch.com. It's well worth your time. Everybody stick around. I'll be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right rate to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition. I hope everybody enjoyed the first two segments with John Kaiser. As I mentioned to kick off the show, I really do think he is a unique and very knowledgeable individual for the resource sector. When you're looking at some stocks that probably don't hit your radar, but that being said, we're going to shift focus a little bit. I have Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. He has a website, The Lion Share, as well as my401kpro.com. Dana, there's a general topic that we were discussing off mic that I think is very important for investors and just market watchers to understand, is that whether you look at this year or last year, there seems to be some longer-term reversals underway in sectors that are somewhat related to each other. You mentioned resources, material stocks, emerging markets, bond yields. I realize that these aren't necessarily breaking out, and maybe that's a reason why people aren't rushing into them, but seeing these longer-term changes early on, they take time, and they definitely need to be considered. Can you share some of your outlooks, why you think this is happening?
Yeah, sure. Thanks again, Corey. You know, most of the focus from an equity, you know, first and foremost, we're equity managers. So we do dabble in, you know, all the markets, commodities, bonds, you know, currencies. But first and foremost, we're looking at the equities. And you know, for the most part, the focus for equity investors and observers is, you know, basically 8 years of a straight up equity market. But if you dig down a little bit deeper, within that the current cyclical bull market, you see a lot of areas that haven't really participated in that, namely, you know, resource stocks, basic materials, emerging markets, whether it's Brazil, Russia, a whole host of emerging markets like that, as well as what goes hand in hand is the bond market as well, or bond yields, I should say. And you have a whole host of segments of the market that haven't really participated. At least they haven't since, you know, mean reversion bounce from 2008 or 9 into maybe 2010 or 11. You had a big snapback bounce in those. But for the most part, you saw from 2011 to early 2016, you saw resource stocks, material stocks, emerging markets, all pretty much going straight down. So it's been the opposite story for a lot of these areas, while the rest of the market has been pretty much straight up. So I think there's a lot of opportunity there. A, if the market does, the equity market in general does continue up in the longer term, which we think it will in the intermediate term. We're not long term bulls by any means. After, you know, I think there's another leg higher, and then that might be it. But if the equity market does continue up in general, these resource areas, emerging markets will probably participate. On the flip side, valuation-wise, they improve so much, whether it's emerging markets or resources, resource stocks, within that bear market they suffered into early 2016, that they've been put into a position where, from a longer-term perspective, they have the fuel necessary to continue to move higher or make a new up-leg, even if the equity market in general begins to roll over. So we've seen, starting with that low that was put in place around the turn of 2016, we've seen, obviously, a tremendous bounce in material stocks, resource stocks, emerging markets. That would be the first leg. That would be more or less, you know, a mean reversion type of a bounce. Most of the areas that I'm talking about, they've broken those downtrends from, whether it's 2008 or 2011, they've broken those downtrend lines and have set themselves up to at least move higher in the longer term. A lot of the areas right now are pausing, which is healthy, and it'll set up the next up leg in the market. But from our perspective, whether or not the equity market in general continues higher, which, by the way, we don't base our trading decisions on this, but there's a tremendous valuation problem in the equity market in general. So that will be a headwind, that these resource areas, these emerging markets, don't have that problem anymore after selling off for about 5 or 6 years. So regardless of what happens in the broad market, we think there's a tremendous opportunity either on an absolute or especially a relative basis in those areas going forward, probably for the next several years.
Now, this is an interesting concept here, Dana, because it sounds like what you're saying is that even if the conventional markets continue to move higher, or even if they slow down a little bit, these other sectors have been so beat up and they offer so much value that investors, when they do start to maybe shift more focus and understand that this change is happening, these markets might be a little more bulletproof to a broad sell-off that could happen in the U.S. equity markets?
Well, two things. Yes, they will be more bulletproof in that they've already, you know, taken the hits. They've taken that technical damage over, you know, the last 5-6 years. So before last year. So they're not going to be prone to likely get hit as hard in a sell-off as the broad market will. That said, within the meat of any serious bear market, I don't care what area of the market you're in, you're liable to get hit. So whether it's 2008 or 2002, none of the areas of the market were able to escape the damage. So I would say in the meat of in the serious part of any, you know, cyclical bear market, probably these sectors will probably get hit as well. But along the way, they will do relatively better and probably on an absolute basis, again, do better for the most part, except, you know, during, you know, whatever, you know, fall of 2008 type of market might come along. They're not going to escape the damage in that. For example, people forget that. Most stocks, people think of the dot-com top in 2000, most stocks actually topped out in 1998 and dropped for 2 years into 2000 when the tech stocks topped out and started dropping. A lot of the areas of the market actually started, you know, firming up and did okay from 2000 to mid 2002. While the tech stocks were getting crushed, and it was only in, you know, the summer fall of 2002 where the whole market started to collapse, just like the fall of 2008. So it's not. In a true bear market, you're not going to be, no area of the equity market is going to be bulletproof. But until we get to that bad, you know, that real collapse or real meat of the bear market, I think these areas have a much better chance of weathering the storm and actually making progress to the upside than most of the rest of the equity market.
Well, you bring up a good point there, Dana, is that sometimes certain sectors of the market warn us beforehand, and sometimes people just get too distracted by the broad averages and they don't look underneath and understand what's happening in some of the major sectors that can be driving the markets higher even when there is underlying weakness. And that's something that we try to follow as closely as we can, but you are right. In a general sense, there are some sectors out there, resources, material stocks, emerging markets, that have been so beat up recently that they do offer value, and that's something that I think a lot of people can't say about the conventional stocks that we're seeing. But Dana, as always, thank you for your time. I recommend everybody going to go check out Dana's website and also sticking around, because I am going to be right back to wrap up the first hour.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on dot-com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that has worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. And I have a guest on the line with me that is a good friend. I haven't had him on the economic show recently, but he has been a consistent guest on the political side of the show. I'm chatting with Jeff Dice, president of the Mises Institute. Jeff, it's always great to chat with you. And one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you on is that this show has been very much focused, at least the second hour will be very much focused on resources, but I want to talk more macro issues that the world and the U.S. for that matter are going through. We're hearing a lot about protectionism type measures from the Trump campaign. We're also seeing Brexit Article 50 be enacted earlier this week, and continuing to see money flows, countries continuing to dump U.S. treasuries, which has caused turmoil in the treasuries market. But I think this is all a bigger concept here, where the world stuck in a slow growth mentality and not getting along with each other. People seem to be angry at whoever they can point the finger at. What's your take on the turmoil that we are seeing around the world?
Yeah, it's an interesting time, Corey, and I think for a couple reasons. One is there's a raft of new books, at least in the U.S. New York Times bestseller list, questioning expertise. In other words, this idea that we live in a technocracy that's run by central banks and technical planners, and that Western nations in the past 30 years have increasingly come under the rule of these bureaucratic experts. A lot of times they have PhDs, and we've sort of ceded a lot of our governance to them because they're so smart, and we want to let them run the show. And it's interesting that, you know, obviously this started with the 08 crash, but there's just a tremendous amount of pushback out there now, and it's seeping into popular culture and the New York Times bestseller list, questioning expertism and this idea that we can arrange things scientifically or technically to make us all richer and happier and freer and less warlike. And it's not coming true. It's obviously tied into globalism, but it's really unprecedented the degree to which people have been questioning us. Just one example, central bankers and their wisdom and their ability to manufacture prosperity through technical changes in the money supply and interest rates to fiddle with unemployment, that sort of thing. You know, I had an opportunity to talk to a guy recently who had spent an English gentleman who had spent his entire career in marketing, and he'd worked for the really big name clients and companies, Procter & Gamble, Kraft Foods, Coca-Cola. You know, we're not talking about high-tech companies. We're talking about the kind of companies that sell Tide detergent and potato chips and soda pop. You know, so really, really that baseline consumer market. And he's close to retirement age, but he said, you know, big Western corporations that sell consumer products, they're really grappling with this new reality of low growth or no growth. In other words, the days of 6 or 7 or 8% increases in GDP every year appear to be in the rearview mirror. And so, you know, so many of these people in industries like a Procter & Gamble have come up through the ranks over the years, never knowing what a low growth environment was like. You could say the same about a lot of Wall Street financial professionals. So it's this, you know, it's not just a matter of, you know, can Apple tap new markets for its iPhone and increase their share price a little bit? I mean, we're talking about, you know, how much cheaper can we make a tube of toothpaste to squeeze out another 1 or 2% growth next year? And if we can't make it any cheaper, what sort of M&A transaction can we involve ourselves in to get rid of some duplicative management between two companies to squeeze out an extra point or two for our shareholders? I mean, it's really a change in outlook. So it's for people in the West, this is a bit frightening. We, especially as Americans, we're optimists. You know, we're the ones who say, yeah, well, we'll find something new. And if it's not selling toothpaste, it'll be selling Teslas. And if it's not selling Teslas, it'll be selling trips to Mars with SpaceX or something. You know, we always sort of imagine there's a new thing around the corner. And the question becomes, what if it isn't possible? And you know, that raises some uncomfortable questions about who's to blame. So, obviously, I'm biased toward the School of Austrian Economics. So I would lay a lot of that blame at the feet of central bankers, that they've created a false economy in many ways, not entirely, but somewhat, and that things are overvalued and overhyped and unsustainable in a macro sense. So, boy, there's a lot of gloom and doom that, you know, from, you know, whether it's related to Brexit or a nationalism over globalism or Trump or whatever it might be, it sure feels like we've turned a corner.
Well, you can just read a lot of these books and a lot of articles on a regular basis that do point to a lot of these weaknesses that haven't changed for the U.S. economy. Even after Trump got in, there was optimism, but there was no hard data that was showing really any improvement in the economy. But I'm glad that you brought it to the central banks, because as a broad concept, Jeff, we are seeing a shifting mentality. The Fed is starting to raise rates. The ECB is tapering as of today when this airs, April 1st. Do you think that the central banks in general are going to lose people's confidence?
Yeah, I think they absolutely will. If we have another securities crash like we did in 2008, and of course people like David Stockman on his fantastic website Contra Corner has been talking about this for years, that the Fed and the ECB, the Bank of Japan, you know, these people are basically in the dark right now. They don't know what to do. They realize it's, you know, on some level that there are limits to monetary policy. There's only so many assets that central banks can snap up. There's only so low they can hold interest rates for so long. But we don't know. I mean, that's just it. No human being can know what 7 billion other economic actors are going to get up and do every day. But yet, to an extent, central bankers have kind of operated on the premise that they can know, or they can at least direct. And I think that premise is unraveling, not just amongst, you know, economists and Wall Street watchers, but I think it's trickling down to average people. And all we can do as individuals is sort of try to have a feel for the evidence. And here's a bit of anecdotal evidence. There's been a tremendous softening in the New York City commercial rent market, especially the retail market. There are empty retail site spots in Manhattan for the first time in a long time, and we've seen those rents start to fall as a result. You know, there's a lot of signals you could look to, a lot of indicators that would say we're overheated. But when Manhattan rents start falling, that feels to me like an unpleasant late stage signal that maybe the roller coaster has gone over the beginning of that hump, and as it's starting to go down slowly, it might begin to accelerate. So there's undoubtedly bubbles all over the world. The real question is the severity of those bubbles and what's our response. And to the extent central banks, I'll go off character here and actually praise central banks marginally. To the extent they've realized that low or zero or negative interest rates are a fool's game, and that they're starting to slowly test the idea of raising rates and hopefully selling assets from their swollen balance sheets, and I applaud them, because it's something that history tells us is necessary, which is a return on investment. Rewarding savings is how you accumulate capital, which is how you create a more productive economy, which is how you make people richer and happier and better off. So, it's a complex world out there, but the central banks have spent their last 30 years making it more complex than it needs to be.
Well, and one point, too, on this central bank topic is that central banks right now feel like they're way more reactionary than anything. They're looking at data, which is fine that they look at data, but they've already said that they're okay with being behind the curve in terms of keeping negative real interest rates. Plus, they wanted this 2% inflation. They're finally, it seems like, close to there, and they're still not confident in where the economy is. So maybe their whole models were wrong, and it's something that we've actually talked about for a while. So central banks have got us into this mess. Are they going to get us out? Who knows? Hopefully, but that's just the optimist in me speaking. But Jeff, it's always great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time. Everybody, make sure you go check out the Mises website, Mises.org. And stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour full of company updates and more coverage on the resource sector.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.